Some U.S. and NATO military leaders have said that Russia's war-making potential is a greater threat than Islamist terrorism. And Russia has been displaying its military might with war games and weapons shows. Even though his country is in the midst of a recession, President Vladimir Putin is pushing ahead with a costly plan to modernize the military. NPR's Corey Flintoff examines whether the fears about Russia's military are justified.
There's a quote that's often attributed to Winston Churchill. Russia is never as strong as you fear or as weak as you hope. Russia showcased some of its strengths at a big exposition this summer. Army 2015 was a four-day event in June that featured some of the country's most potent armaments, including the latest tank, artillery, and missile systems. Highly trained crews demonstrated the speed and firepower of their war machines in field maneuvers. The display was intended to impress potential arms buyers from other countries, but possibly also to reassure the Russian public, which is told by state-controlled media that it's under threat from the West. But although experts say Russia has made progress in professionalizing its military, it doesn't have enough of those advanced weapons or trained personnel to match NATO.
What we're seeing is really a show of force more than force itself.
Mark Katz is a professor at George Mason University and an analyst of Russia's military policy.
I think it'd be very difficult for them to sustain a conflict. And I think this is a pattern we saw in the Soviet days as well, is that the Soviet and the Russian military have a lot of teeth but very little tail.
He says the Russian military is capable of rapid, ferocious attacks but couldn't maintain a prolonged struggle. Russian defense analyst Alexander Gold says the Russian military has shown strong improvement in recent years. Last year, for instance, Russia was able to mobilize more than 40,000 soldiers on the Ukrainian border in 2 days.
That might look like modest progress for any modern army, but for the Russian army, it's a fantastic success.
But Galt says the recent events in eastern Ukraine have emphasized the weakness of the Ukrainian military more than the strength of Russian forces. A similar fight with NATO would likely have a different outcome.
Then all this would look quite different. I don't think that the Russian army is even setting such a goal to confront NATO forces.
Defense analyst Pavel Filgen-Gaur says Russia's plan to fully re-equip its military with modern weapons has been delayed by new problems.
There are serious problems because the price of oil has fallen, there's less money, and also this mass production of new weapons would have been produced using Western components and Western know-how.
Filgen-Gaur says that Western technology has now been denied to Russia because of sanctions. Alexander Gold says Russia's inability to achieve its military ambitions may pose another kind of threat for the West.
It's obvious that Russia doesn't have the resources the Soviet Union had. It doesn't have allies or a young population from which it could form a 5 million person army or industry that's capable of equipping an army of millions. What's left? Nuclear weapons.
Galt says that if the Kremlin pursues a strategy of hinting that it's prepared to use nuclear weapons, the risk of confrontation could be a lot higher. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.